Hi, everybody. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and this is Storage Radio. It's our weekly podcast where we talk about the top stories in the Storage Media Group. I'm in studio with John Hilliard. He'll take you through most of the week's headlines, but first I'll talk with Dave Raffo, fresh off of VMworld. Dave, welcome home.
Thank you.
Dave, you were at VMworld all week, filed some great stuff. I want to talk about one story, the vSphere data protection story. This is VMware using EMC's Avamere backup software as the engine for its new vSphere data protection. What does it mean for VMware and EMC?
Well, for VMware, they've had a low-end backup product that they developed themselves as part of vSphere, and it's kind of limited in what it can do, and not a lot of people use it, so they wanted to beef that up. So they turned to EMC, which is the majority owner of VMware, and they struck an OEM deal to put the EMC Avamar right into vSphere. You know, there will be some scaling limits. It won't go over 2 terabytes, and, you know, it won't do replication, but it will be able to back up virtual machines. So that's what it means for VMware. For EMC, it means it's a way of them getting Avamar into the hands of smaller companies who traditionally have not used the product. And, you know, what EMC is really looking for is for companies that use it with VMware and then, you know, grow the amount of data they're backing up. EMC will try to upsell them to the full Avamar. So, you know, it's kind of a foot in the door for them, for a lot of companies looking to do virtual backup.
Okay, so this Avamar deal, did this have other partners worried that EMC and VMware might be getting too tight?
Yeah, because, you know, VMware has always maintained its vendor neutrality. And, you know, even at the show this year, they made a big deal of, you know, the new CEO, Pat Gelsinger, who comes from EMC. You know, every chance he got, whenever he was speaking, talked about how they love all their partners and want to keep everybody happy. So, you know, some of the other software vendors are saying, you know, or worried about that, you know, they can, you know, the stakes are, you know, the game is fixed against them since, customers are buying products with EMC backup already in there.
Okay, so is that fair? Is it fair for them to be worried, do you think?
Probably, especially, you know, somebody like, you know, Veeam Software or, you know, Quest's vRanger product. I mean, these are products developed specifically for virtual backup. They don't do physical backup, some of them. They've added some features recently, but primarily they're virtual backup. And they have a lot of smaller companies who are their customers, so this could really cut at their heart. And, you know, a bigger company like Symantec, they do have the backup exec for SMBs. It could hurt them a little. You know, obviously, they can afford to take a little bit of a hit, but, you know, it could force these guys to, you know, do some things differently, look at their products, and maybe try to put some features in that aren't in the Avamar in hopes that they will be able to, you know, get customers to buy their software anyway.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we love all our partners. That's one theme. What else was going on at VMworld? What were sort of the major takeaways?
Oh, on the storage side, a whole lot of flash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were a bunch of, you know, you couldn't turn around without running into a booth of a flash vendor on the solutions floor. Everybody's showing off there. Many cases, all flash array, and in a lot of other cases, you know, hybrids with solid state combined with hard drives. A lot of the, you know, PCIe flash card vendors were out there. You know, flash, you know, the solid state drive guys, you know, there's a whole lot of flash, which is no surprise. I mean, you know, we've been seeing that, but you know, when you walk into a room with all of these IT vendors with booths, you notice how much of that is just flash. And EMC did demos of their what they're calling their Project X, which is the system they bought from Extreme.io earlier.
Yeah, did anything new come out on that? You get any more details there?
Well, it won't be shipping for probably close to a year, but they did actually show off the physical box and give the specs and say, you know, we're on track with this, and they you know, did some demos. You know, they put up some impressive numbers in the demos, but that doesn't mean it's going to run that way in real life. But the other big thing at VMware was we're starting to hear the buzzword, the rapidly growing buzzword of software defined, and, you know, fill in the blank or whatever technology. Started when VMware bought the Nicira, and they called it software defined networking, and now we're hearing a whole lot of talk about software defined storage, which you know, runs the gamut. Basically, it's you know, anything that's software that's used in storage, especially in virtualization and a lot of instances in the cloud. So,
is VMware talking about their own products as SDS, software defined storage?
They do have some. Yes, they have a virtual storage appliance that they've upgraded. You know, they first started shipping it a year ago. They have a virtual SAN, which is a future product, which is probably the virtual storage appliance with, you know, more features and more scalability.
Okay, well, thanks for keeping track of everything for us, Dave.
Okay,
and we'll talk to you soon. Okay,
right.
See you next week. John Hilliard's going to take you around the rest of this week's top headlines. Take it away, John.
Thanks a lot, Ellen. Well, starting off with a bit more VMworld coverage, Dave has a report about Scale Computing, which has announced its new HC3. The company says it's a scale-out converged storage system that combines compute, server virtualization, and capacity in a single box. Now, the HC3s are available in a variety of configurations. A 3-node system can handle as many as 30 virtual workloads, and an 8-node cluster configuration, its largest configuration, can support 100 virtual workloads. The company is launching this without solid-state storage, which is a rarity these days, and the company says that this is being done to keep costs down, and it's going to be relying on its built-in compute to get enough performance out of its SAS and SATA hard drives. The company says the pricing will begin at $25,499 for the 3-node configuration. And Dave also reported this week that Quantum Corporation launched its QCloud brand of backup and disaster recovery services, which combine the company's DXi Disk Backup Target, VMPro Virtual Machine Backup Appliance, as well as off-site data centers. The QCloud is being positioned as a data protection option that fits between enterprise SAN array-based replication and lower-cost consumer and SMB data protection services such as MOSI and Carbonite. Quantum claims that QCloud can recover data in a matter of hours, and its monthly pricing plan could fall as low as some of the low-end backup services. And senior news writer Sonia Lully is reporting that Maginatics Incorporated has released its MagFS online file sharing platform, which joins a very crowded cloud file sharing market. The company claims that its new software is particularly useful for enterprise because it can scale up to millions of endpoint users. The technology uses a distributed file system and cloud storage that the company said will allow end users to use multiple endpoint devices that access data from a single shared namespace. And finally, editorial director Rich Castagna attended last week's Flash Memory Summit in Silicon Valley's Santa Clara Convention Center, where vendors show up some of the newest technologies in the solid-state field. Now, Rich points out that there's a number of new developments here, and on top of that, a lot of people are still a little bit cloudy on the underpinnings of this technology, which is still very new and still very pricey in a widespread storage use. So if you're in a buying position for technology, for storage technology, it's definitely worth checking out this blog post to kind of get a summary of some of the newest technologies that are on the horizon involving solid-state storage.
Thanks, John. That's good stuff. For more information on any of these stories, you can check out searchstorage.com and Of course, listen to our weekly podcast each week. SearchStorage.com is also where you can register for the upcoming Storage Decisions Conference in Brooklyn, New York. That's happening in September, and it'll be a great collection of analysts, experts, and peers, so come see us there. Thanks a lot.